Tonight is the biggest night of the year for the people who make movies. The Oscars will be handed out. Some first and other rarities are possible. The show might really be one for the record books. Joining us live to talk about it, Dan Coyce, senior editor of Slate Magazine. Hey, Dan.
Happy Oscar Day.
Same to you. It's an exciting day. Let's talk about Best Picture. Which movie is slated, no pun intended, to win that?
Well, most people think that Argo will win. In fact, no less a statistical wunderkind than Nate Silver is putting it at 4-1 odds. I think Lincoln might sneak up and nip Argo at the post, but if you want to go with the safe money in your Oscar pool, pick Argo.
Okay, and Argo could have a rarity attached to it. It's rare that the director of the Best Picture doesn't win Best Director, but could that happen with Argo?
Well, it's even rarer that the director of the Best Picture isn't even nominated for Best Director, which could happen this year. It hasn't happened since Driving Miss Daisy, and that was the first time it had happened in 60 years. But yeah, it definitely could this year. Argo could win Best Picture, which leaves Best Director wide open. I'd probably give it to Spielberg, and I think the Academy probably will too.
Speaking of Spielberg, Lincoln could make him and star Daniel Day-Lewis part of an exclusive club. Three-time Oscar winners, right?
Yes, absolutely. And Daniel Day-Lewis is the safe pick, probably the safest pick of the night for Best Actor. If anyone doesn't pick Daniel Day-Lewis in your Oscar pool, you should assume that they have some kind of crazy insider trading type information.
Buzz building over France's 86-year-old Emmanuelle Riva. She starred in Amour. She's up for Best Actress. She could be the oldest person to ever win an acting Oscar, but she's also up against someone who could be the youngest. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, Kavenjane Vallis from Beasts of the Southern Wild is just a tyke. She's 9, and she is the youngest person ever nominated for Best Actress, but Emmanuelle Riva, in fact, turns 86 today. It's her 86th birthday today. She is a legend of the screen. She's amazing in the movie, and I think that she's going to sneak out a win tonight.
That would be a great birthday present.
Absolutely.
Let's talk supporting actor now. Who do you think will win that?
That is probably the toughest race of the night and the one where it's hardest to find an underdog to root for because it's the first time in Oscar history that all 5 nominees in an acting category have won an Oscar before. All 5 of them are former winners. I think that the Academy just might reward Robert De Niro for finally actually giving it a performance again instead of just slumming it in movies like Analyze This. But it could really go to any one of those 5.
Best Supporting Actress?
Best Supporting Actress? I think Anne Hathaway has this one locked up for her amazing tonsil bearing in Les Miserables.
All right, Dan. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
And have a great Oscar night.
You too.
Dan Coyce, senior editor at Slate Magazine.